to the world. Well, welcome everybody in New York City. Merry Christmas. And hopefully everybody's having a wonderful Christmas season. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. And the mission of the show is to inspire you guys. So every week we're on trying to lift your spirits up. We have a lot of problems with the next generation, and I was a teacher nationwide. I'm a grandmother now, and this whole show is for you guys to lift your spirit up, encourage you, inspire you, motivate you, and hopefully cheer you up. I'm trying to be your cheerleader tonight, and we really care about the next generation. And if you need to contact me, you can call blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. And we are in the Christmas season. It's Christ's birthday, and we've got some very good news for you tonight. And you know, there's so much negative news all the time, and negative news is like eating junk food. The more junk food you eat, the more poisoned your body is. It's the same with negative news. The more negative news that you fill your mind with and your soul with, the more your faith is going to go out of the window. So be careful what you listen to. And last week we did a show on joy, and we had 25 scriptures on joy. Today we're going to talk about contentment. And the Christmas season is the most wonderful time of the year worldwide, and everybody celebrates Christmas all over the world because our Savior was born on Christmas Day. And the good news is that you don't have to be in the darkness. You can come into the light, and Jesus came to shine the light. He came to give you good news that you can come eternal life with Him forever. And He came, and He did miracles to prove He was God, and He shed His blood that through His sacrifice, He never sinned. His blood was holy. His faith in the Lord Jesus will take away all of our filthy sins. So it's all by faith, and we were talking about joy last week because we need some joy. We have 20 million kids addicted to drugs, and they're looking for a high. They're looking to get high because they're down. Depression's number one with adults. We're only talking about the spiritual side of man because man is triune, body, soul, spirit. We're not talking about chemical imbalances. If you have a chemical imbalance, you need to go to the doctor and get that checked out. We're only talking about the spiritual side. And we're talking about happiness and contentment. And the Bible says, happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. What is happiness? Happiness is a feeling of great pleasure, contentment, cheerfulness, merry, jolly, satisfied, joyful, carefree, untroubled. Do you need some happiness tonight? Are your minds troubled with a lot of things? Do you want to get all the cares off your mind? Well, I've got some good news for you, because you can be carefree and you can be untroubled in this troubled world. How do you do it? Casting all your care upon the Lord, because He cares for you. Now, the extended definition of happiness is smiling. How many people do you see smiling? You know, you can just watch people's facial expressions. Nobody's smiling. And that is a sign of happiness. Beaming, smiling, grinning, in good spirits, lighthearted, pleased, gratified, radiant, sunny, elated, thrilled, blissful, on cloud nine, on top of the world. Well, we live in a society, it's so hard to get on cloud nine, to get in the pink. How do you do this? Well, you're going to have to change the way you think, because our minds are being bombarded with things we have to do, with cares, with worries, and the darkness can overwhelm you. How do you do this? Well, first of all, you have to be content. What does content mean? Content means a state of peaceful happiness. It means fulfilled or tranquil. If we ever need peacefulness, it's today. Watching the news, I know there was another bomb going off in New York this morning. There was another explosion. I don't know exactly what it was, but every day when I watch the news, it just seems like there's more troubles and more troubles. So we need to come into this state of contentment. What does God's word say about it? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, it says, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. And in verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Do you need strength out there? Do you need some joy out there? God will give you the peace that you need and the strength. In whatever situation you're in, no matter what the circumstances are, God said, just rest and be content. Is it hard to do this? Absolutely. We have to possess those promises. These promises that God gives us are for you. They're for me. And we have to trust in the promises of God. What does trust mean? Trust means a firm belief. It means a reliability in the strength of somebody or something. It means the truth. It means confidence. It means faith, certainty, assurance, conviction. The opposite of trust is mistrust, doubt. Doubt plagues our mind. Doubt and worries plague our mind and steal all of our happiness away. You have to pay attention when you're in the spirit realm to the way your thoughts are going, because if your thoughts are going into worries, you're going to start doubting and the promises of God become null and void. The Bible says the worries and the cares of this life choke the word of God out of you, that it becomes unfruitful. The word of God will not work if you're sitting there meditating on all your worries. Okay? So choose which one. Would you rather meditate on your worries and be full of anxiety, or would you meditate on the promise of God and be full of contentment? Now, the Apostle Paul said he had to learn to be content in whatever circumstances he found himself. Because in verse 13, he came to realize that he can do all things through Christ who gives him strength. He had to learn these things through hard knocks. Now, we can glean from everything the Apostle Paul said, and we can say, okay, everything may not be in order. Everything may be upside down, but I can be content if God will give me strength. And I'll just let you guys know this. I was doing this preparing for the show yesterday, and my son is 31, had to go in the hospital because he was having chest pains. And they didn't know if it was a heart attack or what. But thank God we prayed over him, and he was released today. It was just fluid on his around his heart from a virus. But the worries of this life, they're choking out the younger people. The people are taking their life. Suicide is number one. We're not talking about chemical imbalance. We're just talking about in the spiritual realm. How do we do this with God's word? We have to get rid of the negative thinking and the doubt and the cynicism. What is doubt? Doubt is the feeling of uncertainty. It's to waver, to hesitate. It's the lack of conviction. It's an indecisiveness, a hesitation, a suspicion. It's unease. You don't feel easy about something. It's a distrust. It's a cynicism, a leeriness, and a reservation. It's a fear, to be afraid of something. To disbelieve is to question or challenge. Now, To be cynical means to have an inclination to believe people are motivated by self-interest. It's a distrust, and it's a pessimism. It's a negativity. It's a disenchantment. It means to waver, the act of choosing not to believe something. You choose not to believe it. Now, we are allowed to have these scriptures and these promises. We are given these wonderful promises on contentment and joy, but we can choose not to believe it. We can choose, and we are allowed to be cynical, negative, pessimistic, and doubt, and you won't receive the promises of God. God lets us choose. When I get up every day, okay, when things happen, I can choose to believe God's promise, or I can start wavering and doubting. Just like yesterday, I just kept my peace, and I said, okay, I'm not going to waver. I'm going to trust in God's promises for my son, that he didn't have a heart attack. Now, were the worries knocking at the door? Absolutely. Was I being tempted to be stressed out? Absolutely. But I chose to just stand on God's promises and not doubt. And he's out of the hospital today. Praise the Lord. If you're out there, we want to cheer you on. We want to lift your faith up. We want to help you come into faith, help you come into contentment in spite of what's going on. Because the Apostle Paul had so many things going on, but he said he chose and learned to be content. Now, what is contentment? It's a state of peaceful happiness, fulfilled and tranquil. So, what else does the scripture say about contentment? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Now, greedy people are never satisfied. They have to have more and more and more, and that's the problem. When we're not satisfied, we lose our joy and we lose our peace, and we get on this cycle of having to have more. But God says, keep yourself free from the love of money. We all need money. We need lots of money to pay for airtime. We need lots of money to print the gospel out. We need lots of money. But keep yourself free from the love of money. You'll lose your peace. Okay? You cannot have your peace when you're not content. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, it says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we're going to take nothing with us when we leave. Now, when we came into the earth, into the world, we were born. We didn't bring anything with us. And when we die, our body disintegrates, and our spirit and our soul go back to God in the spirit realm. We're not taking our new clothes, our new car. So we need to keep our perspective right. And if you're constantly striving and striving and worrying about money, stop worrying about it. Just relax and trust God that whatever state you're in, he's in control. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth will never be satisfied. You have to put God number one, the first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. If you put all your love in God, we talked about this last week, delight yourself, put all your love in God, and when you do that, when all your joy is in the Lord, then he gives you the desires of your heart. God wants us to be cheerful. God wants us to be joyful. Last week, we did 25 scriptures on joy. And we're talking about contentment today because it's the Christmas season and we never think we have enough. We don't think, you know, we're just so busy getting and buying and everything. And we need to just be content with what we have, even though we don't think, we may not think it's enough. Just be thankful for what you have and trust God and be confident that He's in control, even if the circumstances are not easy. If you're in painful circumstances tonight, just hold your chin up because God is with you and He answers your prayer. Whatever you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. And God will turn your situations around. We go through seasons in our life and God will make a way where there seems to be no way. This whole Christmas season is about Jesus' birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus! And He is the good news. It is the good news of the glorious gospel. And I just like to hear the scriptures because I don't want to hear negative news. There's so much negative news out there. It poisons your faith. And what is faith? Faith is confidence. Okay? It's confidence in someone or something. And it also means a strong belief in God, a strong belief in religion, a trust, confidence, an optimism, a hopefulness. The opposite is mistrust. We have to be optimistic. When you have faith, okay, faith is positive. And doubt is negative. And we all are tempted to doubt. We all feel the troubles trying to steal our joy, but we can have joy when we focus on the Lord. Put all your love in the Lord. Be content with what you have. Be satisfied because God wants you to be confident that you can relax and trust Him. What is confidence? Confidence is a state of the state about being certain about the truth of something. It's a feeling of self-assurance, okay? And it's courage. It's boldness. All this comes from having faith and having confidence. And God wants us to have courage. He doesn't want us to be stressed out. The stresses are out there. The worries are out there. The faith and the confidence come from hearing God's word. That's where faith comes from. It comes from hearing and hearing and hearing God's word. And that's why I'm speaking God's word to you, that you can have confidence that God loves you and that your situation can turn around because He is able to do all things and turn your situation around. It's all about attitude. It's all about being thankful, and it's all about being grateful because things can get worse. You say, well, Kay, I don't think they could get much worse. Well, yes, they can. Focus on what you have and not what you don't have. We talked about the negativity, not wavering and keeping your faith up there. That's where your joy is going to be. In His presence is fullness of joy. Now, we want to touch a little bit on peace because joy and peace kind of go together. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, it said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." If we ever need some peacemakers today, that's what we need. There's so much turmoil. There's so much fighting on the news. Why don't you determine to be a child of God and be a peacemaker? Why don't you be the one that puts the fire out and just shines God's love and be called a child of God by being a peacemaker? Another scripture about peace is Matthew 11:28. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God does not want some heavy burden on us. We put the burdens on ourselves. God said, my burden is light. If it's not light and easy, it's not from God. If it's a heavy burden, that burden is not from God. He said, give it to me. Cast it on me. God is so powerful. He wants to carry our burdens for us. In John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, but I will give you your peace, where your hearts will not be troubled, and they won't be afraid. Are people having heart attacks? I thought my son had a heart attack last night, but thank God it wasn't. There's so many worries. I've known three people that died in the past 3 months from heart attack in the middle of the night. And the worries strangle us. God wants us to come into the peace and the joy, Holy Spirit, and focus on the positive and focus on what he has for us. John chapter 20, verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. The first thing Jesus says in the scriptures are peace. Peace be with you. He doesn't want us troubled. We need to hear the word of God so that we can keep our peace and we can keep our joy. We need to spread the word of God because we're spreading the good news. We're spreading the light and we're helping people to overcome their doubt. When we speak God's word, God is love and God is light. We are speaking God's word into the darkness. We are spreading God's light and love to you guys so that you don't have to have your hearts troubled, that you could come into God's peace, that you could come into his joy, that you can be content. And what is content? A state of peaceful happiness. It's a state of fulfillment. And come out of your doubt. Come out of your cynicism. Come out of all your stress. Okay? To be positive means consisting in or characterized by the presence or possession of features or qualities rather than their absence. Make sure your thoughts are being positive. It means with no possibility of doubt. It means clear, definite. It means certain, indisputable, reliable. Concrete, firm. It means tangible, real. Positive means showing optimism and confidence. Very sure, convinced, showing pleasing progress. It means improvement, favorable, good, increasing, greater than zero, encouraging. It means showing light. It means heartening and denoting a good change. The opposite of positive is doubt, negative, below zero. Are you doubting tonight? Are you hurting tonight? I've got some good news for you. You can focus on God's scriptures and get a positive outlook and come out of your doubt. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19, it says that we see that because of their unbelief and their doubt, they were not able to enter into God's rest. Unbelief and doubt blocks your faith. It blocks the angels. It blocks your prayers from being answered. What is unbelief? It's a lack of religious belief. It's the absence of faith. It's disbelief. It takes your confidence away. It takes your faith away. It takes your courage away. It makes you a coward. What is a coward? A person who lacks the courage to do something or endure dangerous or unpleasant things. It makes you weak. When you don't have your faith, you don't have your confidence, it makes you weak. We have about 3 minutes left. I want you to contact me. This is Kay at Bless the Next Generation. This whole show is to bring confidence and God's light to a hurting generation out there. If you're hurting tonight, I want you to say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I want this confidence and this contentment Kay's talking about. Please forgive me of my sins. I receive your Holy Spirit. Thank you for cleansing me. I forgive myself and I forgive everyone that's hurt me. I want this contentment. I want this peace that Kay's talking about tonight. In Jesus' name. Now, if you did that, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. And your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And God wants to bring you out of your fear and into confidence and into courage. It comes from hearing God's Word. If you're out in the darkness tonight, God's light and God's love is available to everybody. Nobody's more special than anybody else. We were all created by God. We all have a mission and a plan. God wants us happy. He wants us cheerful. He wants us content, merry, joyful, gleeful, untroubled, delighted, carefree. He wants us beaming, in good spirits, in good moods, lighthearted, pleased, satisfied, gratified, radiant, sunny, beautiful, blissful, euphoric, exultant, rapturous. He wants us on cloud nine. He wants us on cloud nine. What's the opposite? Depressed. The darkness wants to depress us, but God wants us happy, and that's why I picked this song out, Joy to the World. He wants us joyful, okay? And we can do it. We can do it as we meditate on God's scriptures, as you hear the Word of God. God's Word never goes out void. It always accomplishes what He wants it to accomplish. So we want you to be happy. You can contact me at Bless the Next Generation. at gmail.com. Joy to the world.